Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Bill Ford Talk Studio on the Fan.
All right, I got a gift for you. Now, I gave a gift to you last year because I ran into this company that Nate Burleson introduced me to.
Oh, okay.
Called Unreal in Minnesota. You remember them?
I do, yes.
UNRL.
I got a wonderful Minnesota Vikings sweatshirt for
you. Right, so yes. I ordered it. It was my bad because I wanted it for opening day.
Nah.
But since they won.
Oh, nice.
I figured, all right, I'm going to still give you a gift.
I like that.
So here's the gift.
Oh, wow.
Nice packaging.
That's really nice packaging.
Yes. And I found out that this company actually has expanded their NFL footprint to, I think, include 8 teams.
Oh, expanding footprint.
Yes.
You know I love expanding footprints.
Yes.
Look at this. Unreal and the Minnesota Vikings are back. All right.
So it's just for you. Oh. Minnesota Vikings.
Look at this sweet thing, huh? Wow. This is like, this is too much, Boomer. This is a, wow. Wonderful quarter zip sort of.
It's like a tracksuit.
Yeah. Windbreaker type of thing.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. Oh, wait, there's something else in here?
Yeah, called pants.
Oh, it's a full thing?
Yeah, you got to walk around your house and save all in a purple Vikings tracksuit.
Ah.
Or you could tee off with it.
You could tee off with it, too.
I did, by the way, wear purple pants to one of the NFL drafts back in the day.
Yes.
That was at Radio City. And, yeah, that didn't go well when I was walking through Penn Station. I got a lot of heckling.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Lot of heckling. But now I'm an adult, and, yeah, this is perfect. I'm going to wear this on Sunday.
I'm going to take Elvis for a walk.
Take Elvis for a walk in this.
Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Boomer.
You're very welcome.
And thank you, Unreal. Very good. So, the Vikings did beat the New York Giants.
They did. Unfortunately, they made your boy Daniel Jones kind of look a little silly.
Yeah, and Sam Darnold outplayed Daniel Jones significantly. And now Daniel Jones is the butt of all jokes again. And he's the guy that is in the crosshairs. He's always in the crosshairs, but after what happened on Sunday, it's just every stat that is out there is horrible. I heard C-Mac this morning say that Daniel Jones, is since that playoff game, has thrown more pick sixes than he has touchdowns.
Oh, you heard me say that, too. And then you made fun of my stat pack.
No, you didn't say that, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, if
and then you're like, Eddie, get the stat pack, ding, ding, again.
Well, you love your stat pack.
Yeah, I love my stat pack.
I mean, if
it's so big that C-Mac said it because he probably heard it here.
Nah, I don't know if he did.
Well, yeah, but it's out there. It's all everywhere. Right. It's on Instagram. It's everywhere, and it's in my stat pack.
Eddie, get a stat pack, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah, and that stat pack thing is, hey, Boomer, take that stat pack and shove it up your ass.
Right,
is what it is.
Yeah, but I'm just saying you're giving C-Mac credit for something that I told you yesterday, and you obviously weren't listening because you were trying to get Eddie to, like, just shoot down my stat pack.
Yes, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what was going on.
So you weren't paying attention.
In that moment, no, because I have to, if we don't nip that stat pack in the bud there, it's sort of like the West Nile virus. You know, you got to like isolate the people that get bitten by those mosquitoes. If we don't strike heavy with the stat pack early in the season,
yes,
by week 17, you're going to be reading a stat pack for the full hour.
I think that the stat pack basically gives you a flavor of how a particular player or team or coaches faring in the moment. And so that's why it's important.
What's the Daniel Jones flavor right now?
Not good.
Horse ass?
Well, it's just not good. It's unfortunate for him because many, many people who actually look even closer than I look when they watch tape, like a Brian Baldinger, who I have a lot of respect for, he talks about the analytics and where the ball's being thrown, how the plays are being called, how nervous he looks. And it's real. It's a real thing. You know, we'll have Phil Simms on in a little bit, and you can ask him. He'll tell you. I don't know what he'll say. I don't think he's going to get too critical, but he will definitely point out a few of the flaws that Daniel probably had throwing the ball this week. But it was bad, and we all know it. And it goes along with, unfortunately, the way that he started last year. Now, does anybody want to give any credence to the fact that he is coming back from an ACL earlier than normal?
Yeah.
And number two, he is playing with a number of new guys who are also playing together for the first time on that offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why we brought up yesterday, or Tuesday rather, that Kirk Cousins had a similar situation. He's playing with all new guys. Now, Daniel's still on the same team.
Same thing with Aaron Rodgers, by the way.
Right, and coming off a major injury and didn't look great. But the problem is that Daniel Jones' entirety of his career, outside of a few games in one season, has not looked great. So he's lost the benefit of the doubt on that. And I do think that the fact that they're playing the Commanders this week has something to do with the fact that Brian Daboll has stood by him as fervently as he has, because there's one team in the NFL that Daniel Jones had success against, and it's that Washington franchise.
Yeah, I also think that if Brian Daboll pulled the trigger right now and said, hey, you're going to sit on the sideline, that would be like throwing in the towel. And I don't think they want to do that to the starting quarterback of the
throwing
team.
Throwing in the towel? I think it would say that they're doing the exact opposite of that.
I know it's an easy way to argue that side of it. I'm just saying that he is still a captain. He is the leader of the team. As Runyon said yesterday, you know, everybody respects him. He had a bad game. You know, I don't necessarily know that the offensive line had that great of a game. They weren't able to run the ball effectively against Minnesota, yet Minnesota was able to effectively run the ball against the Giants. So I don't want to throw total cold water on the whole situation. I want to kind of give him a chance to kind of see if he can find something. I mean, it does not feel like it's Eli. It doesn't feel like it's Phil early in his career. This is 6 years into it. He's had a number of injuries. And he's played poorly, and he's accountable to it, by the way.
Yeah.
No, he's stepped up. He's answered all the questions. And somehow he's got to find a relaxation in his game that will allow him to be accurate and allow him to be that player that he was back in 2022.
Yeah, and I think that if it's going to start, this is a great week for it to start. And then the schedule gets harder after that. I think most of us believe that he's not going to be here next year. I think that it would be a shock if he ended up playing great the rest of the season. You also paid a guy in Drew Lock, you know, $5 million to be a backup quarterback, which is one of the larger salaries for a backup quarterback, probably because they were afraid that Daniel was going to get hurt again, and they needed to have someone who started some games there. And the leash should be short. If they're going to go with Daniel Jones in this game and start him in this game, which they are, there is no reason to watch four quarters of him throw the football into the ground or look as bad as he did last week.
Well, maybe he'll be a little bit more relaxed because it's on the road. You know, I think playing at home and the initial fan reaction after the first couple of series was not good. And I've often told you this, as a player, you feel it. You feel it from your home fans. You know, the players can feel it. They can feel the anxiety. They can feel the negativity. They can feel the unrestless nature of the fans when your team is losing. I've been in Cincinnati as a player dealing with that, as a Jet player dealing with that, as a Cardinal player in front of the 32,000 fans that we used to have at Sun Devil Stadium. I felt it there too.
Yeah, but I think once you start saying that, it's over. Like, once you start saying that, you got to get away from home feel relaxed, chances are you screwed.
The Jets wanted both of their first two games away from home. There's a reason for that.
Because they're scared. I'm telling you, just the same reason why Aaron Rodgers, and I know Rob Saleh would probably get crushed if Aaron Rodgers got hurt towards the end of that game. It's the same reason Rob Saleh didn't play Aaron Rodgers in the preseason. The same reason why he pulled him out of that practice when it was raining. It was the same reason why
they pulled him out of the game on Monday night because they're scared. That is a franchise that is scared. And as they say, scared money don't make money. So they're going to have to turn that whole thing around. So it's the same mentality. Let's start on the road.
Yeah, but it's all in right now.
Start on the road. Like, no, it's that is a
I'm just telling you for a fact that they requested.
I know it's a fact. And yes. That's why what I'm arguing is the fact that I think that's a bad mentality. Like if you're so scared of your home building and your fans and getting off to a bad start, then like that's just a terrible way to go into a season. Like Aaron Rodgers doesn't think that way.
No, I would think that Aaron Rodgers had a big say in that.
To start on the road?
Yes. Even though they made him start in San Francisco. It would have been nicer for them to start in Tennessee, but, you know, might as well get the hard game out of the way right away.
Yeah, I don't know,
and
man.
And see how you stack up against the NFL's best, which is a kind of a wake-up call for guys like Garrett Wilson and who disappeared in the second half.
Yeah.
It's a wake-up call for guys like Sauce Gardner, who consider themselves the best. You know, the lauding of these guys before really anything has been accomplished. Now, I know that Sauce has been a Pro Bowler and an All-Pro the last 2 years, so he's actually accomplished something individually, but they haven't accomplished anything as a team.
No, of course not. And I think that the, you know, there was a lot of excuses there with how bad the quarterback play was. And then last year, Aaron Rodgers getting hurt. There's no more excuses at this point. So,
and here's the other thing. You know, if I believe they're going to turn around, I believe that they're going to play well. I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to have a good year. I don't necessarily know he'll have one of his Green Bay MVP years, but he'll have a good year. If he doesn't, however, that appearance on McAfee thing is going to get really old really quick for the Jet fan.
Well, like it did last year.
Yeah, but he was hurt, and, you know, he was sitting there, and you know, it's he has to do it. He gets paid to do it, and it's not easy to do it, especially when you're injured, and you're not a part of the team, and you're not helping the team win, and you feel, as you'll find out in this documentary, that he let a lot of people down. And he was in a dark place, according to him and the documentary.
I mean, it's not his fault that his Achilles popped, you know?
I mean, if it would have gotten rid of the ball.
Well, there was part of it, I guess.
Yes. Yeah,
but you know what I mean. I mean, like, you can't feel like you let people down when, I mean, a lot of guys get hurt in the NFL. And he had a devastating injury.
But that's how the individual feels, I'm just telling you.
All
and
right.
I know that if they don't win this year, those particular on-camera interviews every single week are going to get tougher and tougher and tougher. Not from the fact that he's talking to McAfee, but from the Jet fan's perspective.
Yeah, I almost feel like that. I mean, the Jet fan has just been beaten down so much that things like that don't even affect them anymore. Like, if they're losing with Aaron Rodgers this year, I don't even think that him going on Pat McAfee is going to even reach them to get an emotional response. They're just going to be completely dead at that point.
If they are not in it and he is doing that show, that will be ugly.
Ugly for, like, how, though? All they do is sit there and joke around.
Yeah, Jet fans don't want to be joking around. Yeah, you can hear Beningo, you can hear Evan, you can hear Brandon just going, I'm trying to look into the future.
Yeah, but every time you look into the future, it's bleak, man. You are a bleak future guy. You know that, and I know that. Like, you've never been like, you know, I look into the future and seeing how great this could be.
Time out. I looked into the future and said Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Jet quarterback. That's positive.
Yeah, but now you're saying that they're going to be losing this year and going on.
No, I said if.
I'm looking into the future.
If they are losing, I'm looking into the future with that particular interview segment is not going to go well.
Okay.
And when I say it's not going to go well, it's not that it's not going to go well with Pat McAfee. They're buddies. That will go, you know, be fine. It's not going to be tolerated by the Jet fan.
Man, I hope they win their next four games.
You have to understand, when Aaron came here, the enormity of what it was supposed to be.
I lived through it, man. I know.
They got a documentary coming.
Yeah.
They got a book out there.
Mm.
You know, they got the Pat McAfee show. There's a lot of entities to this other than just what's happening on the field.
I get it. I know. I'm seeing all of it. But I'm also seeing a schedule where they can win four in a row and they're 4-1 and everybody's
That's why they have to win. And you I forecast that they will win.
That, now you're forecasting?
I'm looking into the future with a positive light.
Okay, good. Good. I'm glad. Because usually you look into the future, like, well, look at this, what's going to happen. I don't even know. It was, you know, it's a, next thing you know, we're going to wake up and that's usually you.
Next thing you know, we're not going to wake up.
See, look. See? There it is. Mike in Manhattan. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Before I get to the quarterback question, you know, Boomer, what are you going to do to fill Gio's time? A little pickleball? I heard you're playing pickleball with Phil Sims. Is he allowed on your team, or does he have to go with the, you know, the below average, you know?
Well, no, the thing about Gio is, like, he doesn't really want to do anything physical other than playing golf because he may pull a muscle or something. So I have to be very sensitive to that, Mike.
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, golf really doesn't end. Like, there are simulators. We've got warmer climate in the winter time. Like, I mean, I played every single month last year. Like, and then, there's heaters and clothing. And, like, it really does not end. You can go on trips. So, it's a 12-month-a-year sport, Mike.
Oh, okay. And I just had one last question before the giant one was, Boomer, has Gio invited more people to a private country club golfing, or has he been invited to more private resort country club golfing?
Well, he doesn't belong to a club to invite people, so yeah. He gets invited because people love playing with him because they love listening to him and they want to talk to him on the course, and I tell them, you can't talk to him on the course. That's the big disappointment for the people that we play with.
Right. Does that bother you, Mike, that I get invites to things?
No, you can see you got to move up. See, you're in the golf game is not good enough to play with these high-level guys.
Mike, why is everybody doing this? We are not a freaking podcast.
I know. It's unbelievable. People just curse constantly.
Well, they curse on McAfee's show on ESPN between noon and...
Well, but they're not allowed.
No,
to.
They do. They are. They say the S word.
But I'm saying here, no, they're not allowed.
Right.
To.
Yes, but I think that's part of it because it's all over the place,
man.
I mean, like, we still care. Like, there's this level of carelessness out there that just nobody cares. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is anybody even paying attention?
Yeah. You know, and you don't need to do it.
Yeah, I don't need. I don't feel the need to do it.
I mean, this guy, it's classic. He's like, I want to talk about Daniel Jones' backup and then just talk golf with us for the longest, for like five straight questions.
Al's not doing a good job.
I think I'm onto that guy now.
All right.
Because he was calling from a different line, I think. And that's the guy who always asks.
Eddie and Rockland.
Correct.
That's Eddie and Rockland.
Yeah, so I wasn't picking up Eddie and Rockland. Then he called on this line. I wasn't sure if it was him.
Yeah.
And it sounded like it when I asked his name. He goes, Mike in Manhattan. I go, okay, Mike in Manhattan.
Yeah. No, it's Eddie and Rockland. He does that all the time. Yeah, he's a complete loser. He calls up overnight, too. Hey, the C-Mac, you backed out of the bike tour. God, man. He's talking about our hobbies.
Yeah.
Like, you get one.
Yeah,
Eddie.
You get a hobby.
God's sakes. Let's go to Les in Rockland County. What's going on, Les? Les.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. We got you now.
I say, you guys are right. It's like Flaherty and Tay today in the booth. I feel like you guys are a little off. Everything all right?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
The stack pack thing, the forecasting, the whole, you know, Boomer's take on you know, Aaron Rodgers, on ESPN. It just feels like you guys are not in synergy like you usually are.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of things. Well, time out now. Now, Les, I gave Gio a gift this morning. I gave him a Vikings tracksuit.
It didn't seem like he appreciated it. That's when I first tuned in.
Good job on your part there, Les.
Wait, what are you talking about? I didn't appreciate it. Thank you, Boomer. This is awesome.
I thought you appreciated it, but maybe it didn't come across that way. I don't know.
No.
Maybe Les is right.
What am I supposed to do? Sit here and then, like, everything Boomer does, I'm supposed to go, oh, that's great, Boomer. Yeah, Boomer, you're right. Is that what I'm supposed to do? What you'd like?
When I drain that putt that wins us money today, that's what you're going
to
do.
Right? Well, in that situation, it's warranted.
You don't have to do it here, but when I drain that putt and the money comes our way, boom.
Okay, good. No, I will do that then, fine. But I'm like...
Oh, you're the best. Yeah, I know. Well, listen, we argue about things.
And I'm not really argue. I just...
I mean, we have a difference of opinion. That's right. And you see me as this negative soothsayer, and I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying if they don't win, those interviews are not going to be well received by the Jet fan. I'm just telling you. Okay. I've been there. I know it.
Yeah, I understand. I just... What I don't like... See, my whole theme this morning has been that the Jet negativity should not be where it's at right now, even after that beatdown.
I'm with
you. So, like... But, yeah, but then when you come in with that, well, this season goes down the tubes, those interviews, watch out. Then I'm like, no, then I want to combat that. I want to combat the Jet negativity today. And then what happens? People get mad at me.
Well, if the season does go down the tubes, you know what's going to happen.
And if you go back, and I was at Les in Rockland County. Les, go back on the Odyssey app, rewind or hit the chapters thing, and listen to how grateful I was for the gift. This is awesome. Thank you, Boomer. Thank you, Unreal. I'm going to be wearing this thing. Yeah, everything. Look at this.
I thought you appreciated it. I felt the warmth in the studio from you.
Yeah. Look at that. It's a beauty. I held it up to the camera. That's one thing. I am very grateful.
I know you are.
I don't take anything for granted.
I know
you Les, are. I take umbrage with your take.
There's a word. That's a word. Umbrage. That's one of those words.
I thought about another one, fracas.
Fracas. No, fracas, okay.
No, people use
it. I say fracas.
Oh, I thought it was fracas. I remember, first time I ever heard it was Pat Summerall.
Eddie? And there's a fracas.
Eddie?
I've heard it both ways. Okay.
All right. We had to get the Eddie seal of approval.
Right. We're in Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I made a change, a wardrobe change for Les in Rockland County. You said I wasn't appreciative enough of the Vikings gift that Boomer gave me. I thought that I was very appreciative of it, but I decided to put it on to show it off. And
it's
I
very think nice. It looks great. It looks absolutely great. It looks even better after a victory. All right, Jerry is here. Let's get right to it. Don't forget Phil Sims at 8 a.m. What's up, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Hey, can you do me something, Jerry?
Yeah.
So before we get Phil on and after you're done with your update, just get me a couple of dates so I can give Phil the dates that we're going to go over and watch football with him on Sunday.
Done.
And he's going to cook for us, supposedly.
Absolutely. Yes, I can do that.
All right.
I got a few. I will get you all three of them.
I cannot do the 29th of September. I'm going to be at Tap Room in Huntington watching some Jets with some folks as they open a new Tap Room right across from the Paramount.
Okay.
So I can't do that one.
I don't think I can either. I think all of September the Cowboys play on Sunday afternoon, so that's
okay,
fine.
Okay, so we're looking to October. We'll find a day.
Yes, I will get you a day in the next 15 minutes, no problem.
Okay.
Yankees-Royals last night. There was not much offense from the Yankees at all. Actually, there was none, and the Royals beat them.
1-0 is driven into left field, chases Dominguez back on the run at the wall. It's gone. Goodbye. Tommy Pham, home run number 9 on the season, second hit tonight. And that's an important insurance run for KC. They have a 4-0 lead here in the seventh.
That sounded like a pissed off Emmanuel Babari right here on the fan.
He does not sound happy at all.
Made it 4-0.
Probably angry that John's coming back.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. Yeah.
5-0 the final. Royals shut out the Yankees as the Yankees were 3-hit on the night. Biggest problem here was Seth Lugo. 7 innings, 3-hit ball. He struck out 10. This is Gleyber Torres.
I think the core wall was really well tonight. He came in really well, and we don't do the approach from the beginning.
No, but he did actually. Of the 3 hits, Torres had 2 of them, and that's why he's our thriving player of the game. Brought to you by ThriveWell, New York's premier infusion and injection center. Visit ThriveWellInfusion.com. In terms of the offense, Salvador Perez, a pair of RBI singles. Bobby Witt Jr., a 3rd-inning RBI single as well. Marcus Stroman, the loss, 3 runs over 5 1/3. Tonight, Luis Gil makes the start on the fan at 6:25. Yankees lead the Orioles by a half game. Baltimore beat Boston 5-3. As for the Mets, they were up in Toronto. Things did not go well for them either.
Breaking ball swung on, hit to right. Stewart over and back. He reaches out, can't get there. It bangs up against the wall. A run scores. Horowitz into second, standing just ahead of the tag by Lindor with an RBI double. On an 0-2 pitch, Horowitz makes Young pay. It's a 6-2 Blue Jays lead.
And that was Pat McCarthy with the call on Mets Odyssey Radio. 6-2, the final score. A 4-run 3rd really doing in the Mets, where Toronto kind of poured it on David Peterson. He allowed 5 runs over 4 1/3. A rare bad start for him this year, and an even rarer bad road start. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Where does the blame lie? Well, they're not hitting.
Just got to give credit to some of the pitchers that we face. A lot of, you know, not making excuses, but it's part of 162. We know where we are on the schedule. But we got good hitters, we got good players, and we got to be ready to win a series tomorrow.
Borderline there as well. Brandon Nimmo knows that after the 9 straight wins, now they did come back after the loss with the win, but, I mean, if you want to look small sample, that's 2 losses in 3 games.
We went on a really, really good streak there, and, you know, unfortunately, I've got to keep saying this. It's baseball. It goes up and down. And
well, that is true. Lots of streaks in baseball. Now, I'm going to ask you, because you had a caller that said you guys weren't in sync this morning or something like that?
Yes. That was Les in Rockland County.
Okay.
Very upset this morning.
Imagine you're setting something up, and you take all the time to do it, and then you get a very not much of an answer from Boomer. Are you annoyed or are you not annoyed? I bring you to Toronto, SNY, Keith and Gary. As the roof is opening up a couple of nights ago.
It takes 18 and a half minutes for the roof to open completely.
He's really into this.
It is. You can see it moving very slow. It almost looks like a scene out of Star Wars, doesn't it?
No.
That's the best.
That's
one of those guys
are
the best.
It was actually very funny.
I mean, just very... very deadpan.
As a matter of fact, nope. It looks like a stick.
By the way, that's Gary Cohen, who Al called this morning, that bald fella on SNY. Something to call in Mets games since the 90s.
I couldn't think of his name at the moment.
Mets are now even with the Braves for the 3rd wild card as Atlanta beat Washington. They're also 2 back in the loss column of both Arizona and San Diego. Wins for those 2 teams as well. All right, from the NFL, Aaron Rodgers with Pat McAfee on Tuesday. So how is he doing as the oldest player in the league the day after his first game with the Jets this season?
Oh, feels great. Feels great. Some days I wake up and feel 40. Some days I wake up and don't. I feel younger. I feel spry.
That's a good thing if you're a Jet fan. And talking about synergy and everybody being in sync, you do not have to worry about that with this team. He loves the locker room.
It's a good group of guys. I mean, everybody's different, but like you said, the O-line and the D-line are the 2 best rooms, and I think you could do these shows that they're doing and do an O-line one and a D-line one and be comedy. I mean, to be able to just get in the rooms, get in the minds of these guys, because they're special humans, and there's always some unique characters.
Special humans. Yes, they are. So you're going to hear from Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers on Pat McAfee, every single week throughout the course of the NFL season. One more from Carl Banks on the way the Giants played Sunday against the Vikings from his Believe podcast with Bob Papa. Here was last hour, he was relaying a story of how Lawrence Taylor was basically critical of them. This is all Banks in this one.
You're going to have some good games. You're going to have some bad games. But to start your season off looking the way you did, I mean, they're going to say, oh, yeah, well, there were some good plays. Not enough. When you're playing a team in your weight class and they look like they took the next step and you're still stuck in 2023.
That's pretty much what everybody thinks. He's right. The Cowboys locking up Dak Prescott before Sunday's game. That was a big storyline Sunday. Jerry Jones on The Fan in Dallas yesterday was asked about the tough negotiations. And essentially, are you worried about insulting guys when you're going through the process?
Well, I've never seen anybody get their feelings hurt enough that the money couldn't cure.
Mm, especially $240 million and 231 guaranteed.
He's dealt with a lot of big money in his life, too, so he's got a lot of examples of that.
How much is that team worth right now? I mean, wouldn't Jeff Bezos love to pay him $10 billion for the Cowboys?
I don't know.
Cowboys?
I hear his name rumored with every single franchise that...
Didn't he try and get Washington?
I don't know. And then I heard there was a false rumor about him buying the Celtics. I just feel like every franchise that goes up for sale, Bezos' name is attached to it. I don't think he's interested.
I think he'd rather be on his yacht with Lauren Sanchez myself.
Yeah.
Seems to be enjoying his life very much.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. And Panthers Pro Bowl defensive end Derek Brown done for this season with a knee injury. I think it's a torn meniscus or it's a meniscus tear or something of that. I forget what exact partial tear, something like that. But he's not going to play the rest of the year. Next hour, because I don't have a lot of time here, some interesting quotes from Pat Beverly about playing abroad, which I thought were interesting. I don't know if you saw this or not. I'll get you that next hour.
He played abroad?
Playing abroad.
Oh.
I'm sure he has played abroad.
He's in Israel.
Oh.
I thought you meant.
Right. So I'm going to get you that. And also where betting and college athletics have crossed over in a weird way. So I'll get you that next hour, too.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. 20 minutes from now, Phil Simms joins us. It's Boomer and Geo coming live from the Build Ford Tough studio.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Phil Simms joins us at 8 a.m. So there was a lot of chatter on X yesterday. A barstool attack that happened because of a talk show host in Chicago named Dan Bernstein. Now, this is going to be hard to explain to you if you haven't seen this about why Dan Bernstein got mad. But I'm going to try my best because I don't think anybody can really understand why he got mad. So we do have the audio that we're going to play, and I'm going to set this up and give you a little bit of context. So there's a crossover happening. You know, you got to love one of those crossovers. You know, we have the midday show talk to the afternoon show, or the morning show talk to the midday show, like right at the end of the show, a little handoff type of thing, like a relay race. And there's a Barstool employee named Eddie who is filling in on the afternoon show at The Score with Spiegel, who was Danny Parkin's partner.
Yes.
And Danny's now at FS1, and he's working with Craig. So they have, I guess, some guest hosting going on the afternoon show. So Eddie from Barstool is with Spiegel doing the afternoon, and they're doing a crossover with the midday show, which is Bernstein and Holmes. All right? And it used to be Bernstein and Bears or something or whatever, Boars or whatever. Bernstein's been around for a long time, right?
Okay.
Dan Bernstein, been around for a long time. So as they're doing a crossover, Eddie from Barstool asked Bernstein a question and calls him something, and it makes him upset.
I wants to see that, especially after you had the ghost pepper.
Horoscope guy, Bernstein?
No.
Oh, no? God, no.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can, always me, you can call me Dan or you can call me Bernsey, but you don't know me like that.
Got it.
Eddie got you. Eddie's there with you. Here's what I saw over in the corner here at Rally House.
All right, so he's serious. So you don't know me like that. Don't call me Bernstein, which his name is Dan Bernstein.
Yeah, but Bernsey, you call him Dan or Bernsey. I guess Bernsey obviously is his nickname.
But you can't call him Bernstein, which is his actual name. And at the end of this, there's a clip where his co-host, they go to break, and there's a clip. His co-host goes, "What did he call you?" And then you see Dan Bernstein go, "Bernstein. You can't call me Bernstein." Now, apparently in watching some more stuff about this, Dan Bernstein has hated Barstool forever. Like, that's one of his things, that he hates Barstool. So he doesn't know this guy, Eddie. He just knows he's from Barstool, and he just got angry with the Bernstein thing. But so Dave Portnoy sees this. If you scroll through Dave Portnoy's X feed yesterday, he's like, he goes, I haven't hated someone in like 3 years as much as I hate this Bernstein guy for this whole thing. And he's like, he did this whole pop a bottle of champagne when certain people get fired type of thing that have been bad people. He's like, so this, you know, now I've got a Bernstein champagne bottle. He's going to pop when he ends up getting fired. And he said, you know, professionally harass him, meaning that, you know, send out the stoolies to professionally harass him, not personally or find his home or do anything like that, but like call up when he is doing his show and get after him, or if he's on a remote, show up there and call him Bernstein and stuff like that. So just crazy. But like, we all know older sports talk guys that get like this. You understand? Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, for like, there's just, they get to a point in their career where they're just straight up miserable, and like, anything will bother them.
Am I approaching that?
Be quiet. No, you're
no,
not.
No, I'm not approaching that no. yet. Okay.
No.
Quiet down.
All right, okay. So it's just, but it was amazing. You can call me Burnsy, you can call me Dan. I mean, you can call me Burnsy, you can call me Dan, but you don't know me like that. And Bernstein. The show is Bernstein and Holmes or Holmes.
Is he the morning show or the midday?
It's a midday show, I believe, now. Used to do afternoons.
So they got Spiegel in the afternoons now.
Spiegel, yes, I believe.
Yeah. Well, I worked with Parkinson Spiegel.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You were on there for a while.
Yes. That was the whole Justin Fields situation.
That's
going
right.
On there.
Yeah. That is that is correct. Danny in Queens. What's going on, Danny?
Hey, listen, I'm confused here. So, are we only allowed to call you Gio or Greg? We shouldn't call you Giannotti. I mean, one Italian to another, I don't want to insult you. You know, I don't want to get whacked. I don't want freaking Boomer or his friend, Bill Sims, coming looking for me, whacking me. I just want to make sure that Gio.
You're good, Danny. Whatever you want. And there are times that Jerry still calls me Giannotti from back in the day in the newsroom. People would say that, or Greg, or whatever. I mean, it's fine.
I guess it's how you say it.
Yeah, but
I mean, I didn't think he said it in a condescending way.
He just said, "Are you a horoscope guy, Bernstein?" That's all he said.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't feel like he said it in a condescending way.
Yeah, right. But you don't know me like that. I mean, is there anything like let's say someone was filling in and we did a crossover and it was one of the younger hosts. Let's say it was Pat Boyle.
Yeah,
Pat Boyle. Yeah. Is there anything Pat Boyle could call you that wasn't like, you know, bleephead or something? But, you know, like.
Yeah, there is.
There's something he would.
Yeah,
Norman?
And
if he called you Norman?
No, I don't care. That's my name.
But what I'm saying, is there anything like.
Yeah, I told you there is.
Okay.
So let me tell you.
All right, let me hear it.
Pal.
No, but no. That's not what my question was.
Don't call me Pal.
My question was anything that's your name that in any way, shape, or form, like. Like if they said...
Again, it depends on how he said it.
Like you said, Esiason, Norman. He was like, well, guess you were wrong about that, Norman.
Yeah, that's how he said. It's not the fact that he used my real name.
Okay.
It's how he said my real name.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so that was bizarre yesterday.
But I hate when people say pal.
Yeah, pal sucks.
Hey, pal.
Big guy, pal.
Yeah, those things I don't mind a big guy thing. I don't mind that. That's
you don't mind big guy?
I don't mind big guy.
Hey, big guy.
I just like, I hate the guy that uses the word pal.
Okay. All right. So we'll remember that.
Okay, pal.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. Yeah.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.